Welcome to You in Alignment. I'm your host, Kiana Sayadfar. Here we're going to explore all things spirituality, self-development, and manifestation. My mission is to support, inspire, and uplift you on your journey. As a certified clinical hypnotherapist, somatic healer, and embodiment coach, I share the tools and techniques that have transformed my life and the life of my clients. Together on this show, we'll break through self-limiting beliefs, rewrite your story to embody your highest potential, and come into alignment with your soul purpose and personal truth to live your most fulfilled life. Now let's get into it. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. Today's episode is all about overcoming the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from creating the life you desire. If you want to make changes in your life, but feel like the changes never stick, or feel like what you want is impossible for you, this is going to be a great episode for you. I'll share what's creating limitations around what you want, how to identify it and change it so that you can unlock your power and potential. Before I jump into it, if you're new here, you can hit the like and subscribe button below so you'll get the alerts whenever I post a new video. And please also leave a comment if you want me to discuss other topics or you have questions on what I cover here after watching this, and I'll share more. Now let's get into the episode. Let's start with what limiting beliefs are and where they come from. If you've followed me for a while, you've heard me talk about the power of our subconscious mind and our programming and where that comes from. If you're new here, learning about this will change everything for you. Once I understood why I did what I did and what was driving my behaviors, I was blown away. I understood that I could actually make changes and see results. This changed everything for me. So let's start at the beginning. When we're born, we're a clear slate. We don't know how to talk or walk. We don't know anything about the world. We learn about the world and about ourselves through our experiences and what we see from the people around us. As kids, we're like sponges. We're constantly taking in and soaking in information around us. From about 0 to 8 years old, we're mainly operating from our subconscious mind. Our conscious mind isn't actually developed yet, which is why children can do things that don't make sense or they're not consciously aware of their environment because their conscious mind isn't fully online yet. Kids are taking in all this information, which then gets stored in their subconscious mind. Beliefs about the world, about themselves, about money, food, men, women, beliefs about their own worth, their abilities, how to receive love, all of these beliefs are generated at this time and stored in the subconscious. Then at about 8 years old, their conscious mind comes to the forefront, and this is what we're aware of as adults. But the subconscious is still playing out those programs in the background. The conscious mind is like the computer screen. It's what you're able to see clearly. But the subconscious mind is the hard drive, which is running the entire system, but the information isn't visible. Then in our lives, our subconscious mind runs 90% of our thoughts, behaviors, emotions, and actions, and only 10% or less comes from our conscious mind. Which means the majority of adults are operating from a belief system that they're not aware of that they developed when they were a kid. And this is running the show for them. You can think of driving as an example. When you first learn to drive, you're fully conscious, aware of what you're doing, and you're present. But then when you do it enough times, through repetition, the act of driving gets programmed in your subconscious. So now you can drive home from work on autopilot. Maybe you're listening to a podcast or you're on a call and not paying full attention. Because you've repeated the action of driving enough times, it's been programmed in your subconscious, so you don't need to be consciously aware of it. This is the same thing as our beliefs. Based on the beliefs that we've developed in childhood, we store information in our subconscious mind, and then, like on autopilot, we'll act on those beliefs. Those repeated actions then become our identity and how we see ourselves and who we believe we are. But it's not actually who you are, it's just the beliefs that you hold. The subconscious mind and the conscious mind speak two different languages and operate differently. The conscious mind speaks through logic and time is linear. For the subconscious mind, the language it speaks and takes in information is through emotion and metaphors. For the subconscious mind, time isn't linear, everything is happening in the now moment. which is why sometimes when something happens that triggers you, you might have a really big reaction that doesn't make sense in the moment and you feel like you overreacted, but it's actually because the thing that happened to you brings you back in time in childhood when you felt the same way, so it feels amplified for you. Children under the age of 8 years old are operating mainly from their subconscious. They're so connected to their emotions and they make decisions from there. Their reactions may not make conscious sense because they're fully operating from this place. The subconscious mind gets programmed with information and beliefs based on how different situations made the child feel and what they gathered from the experience. So for example, if a child's mom goes to work, because the child doesn't have logic or critical thinking, all the child sees is mom is leaving me and can't comprehend that mom is just going to work and will be back. So the child has a big emotional reaction, is crying, and the belief that the child might develop at this time is the people I love leave. When in reality, mom is coming back, the same belief could then prevent this person from opening up in relationships and being emotionally available because they have a belief that people that they love will leave. So coming back to limiting beliefs are subconscious beliefs that you learned as a kid that are blocking you from what you consciously want as an adult. So say you want to be in a loving relationship and get married. You're dating, you're putting yourself out there, but you keep attracting emotionally unavailable men. You consciously want something and it feels blocked. This is a sign you might have limiting beliefs that are conflicting with your conscious desires. And because these beliefs are in the subconscious, you might not be consciously aware of them. You want a relationship, but in childhood, your parents argued a lot. Maybe there was betrayal, cheating, divorce, or chaos. And now maybe you have a belief that relationships are unsafe, are chaotic, that men are liars and can't be trusted. So now as an adult, you notice all the men you're interested in are unavailable. Unconsciously, you're attracted to these men because you feel unsafe being in a committed relationship. The subconscious fear you have of being in a relationship is stronger than your conscious desire because of what you experienced as a kid. And since the subconscious controls 90% of our thoughts and behaviors, it will always win. And you'll be attracted to people and situations that will reinforce your subconscious beliefs, and you'll unconsciously project those beliefs onto situations to validate that belief. Another example is, say you want to lose weight and get fit. You consciously really want to feel stronger and more confident in the way you look. You eat really healthy during the day, but maybe at nighttime you overeat. No matter what, you can't get yourself to the gym. It's not that you don't have willpower. Willpower is only working with that 10% that's conscious. It's the subconscious limiting beliefs that are conflicting and creating resistance for you. You may have subconscious beliefs that your body isn't good enough, you don't have discipline, that if you lose weight, you'll get more attention from men and won't be safe. So whatever that subconscious belief or fear is, if it's stronger than your conscious desire, it's going to feel impossible to change because it's going against that 90%. Our subconscious beliefs will continue to run the show until we bring conscious awareness to them. The great thing here is that we're able to change our beliefs to match what we consciously want so that we can reach our goals and step into the life that we desire. So now I'll go over the 4 steps to overcoming your limiting beliefs. The first step is to identify the limiting belief. You may not yet be aware that you have a limiting belief that's holding you back, so bringing awareness to it is the first step. If you see a pattern in your life, you're continuing to see the same things come up, this is a big sign that you have a limiting belief around that. If you want a relationship, notice the patterns that you've had with men or women. Or if you want more money, notice the patterns that you've had with money. Journal on it. Notice how you felt with it and what the similarities are. Once you notice the pattern, journal on what you grew up seeing, how you felt about this thing, and what your parents' relationship was with it. How was their relationship to love? How was their relationship to money? What did you witness seeing? We develop these beliefs based on what we saw growing up, how we felt, and we could have taken on the beliefs of the people around us. So maybe I journal on this and I notice I've taken on beliefs from my parents around money, which was, you have to work hard for money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is limited. Journal and just write out all the limiting beliefs that you saw and the things that you witnessed growing up that you could have taken on, and also the beliefs that you may have taken on based on how other people treated you. Now, the next step, once you've identified the belief, is to process it. Start to get curious around where the belief came from and what it might be protecting you from. Journal on where you think this belief came from, then journal on what your biggest fear is if you got the thing, and take inventory of all of your fears. For example, if you want a relationship, write down all the fears you have that if you got the relationship, what you fear might happen. And maybe that's, if I get into a relationship, I'll lose myself. Maybe it's fear of losing your freedom. Maybe it's fear of being abandoned. Journal it all out, let those fears out, and it doesn't need to make sense. And most of the time it won't, because the subconscious mind isn't based on logic, it's based on feelings. By writing this all out, you're making all of these subconscious fears conscious. The next thing is to write out what the upside of you not having this thing is. What do you gain by not having this thing? This might sound silly, but try writing it out. There's a subconscious gain that you get by not having the thing that you think you want. For example, if you want to lose weight but haven't, maybe the subconscious gain is that by focusing on the weight, you don't have time to take action on your purpose and on your career goals. You don't have time to put yourself out there, and you get to hide and don't have to take risks. Or if it's a relationship, maybe the subconscious gain is that by not being in a relationship, you don't risk potentially getting hurt by someone. Journal on all the ways that not having this thing yet is actually serving you. By writing this all out, you can start to get clear on what the limiting beliefs you have about yourself are that could be holding you back. From there, really look at the limiting belief and ask yourself if it's 100% true, and find examples of how it's not true. So for example, if my belief is you have to work hard for money, I would write out examples of people who make money easily. This gives my mind evidence that the belief isn't true. If you have a limiting belief around relationships, say that all relationships are unsafe, write out examples of relationships that you see that are safe. The more evidence you can give your mind, the better. This will break the belief, since you'll have evidence that the opposite is true. The next step is to choose a new empowering belief, one that's going to align with your conscious desires, and to start to program in that new belief. So instead of believing I need to work hard for money, an empowered belief might look like I get paid for doing what I love, or money comes to me easily. If I'm wanting to attract love, instead of believing all men lie or I'm unlovable, an empowering belief might be there are lots of honest, good men out there. I am lovable and worthy of love. Once you choose the belief, the next step is to program it in. There are a few ways you can do this. The main thing is you want to program this into your subconscious mind. You can do this through hypnosis, by doing a hypnotherapy session with a facilitator. You can do this by repeating the new empowered belief over and over again. The subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. So using this new belief like an affirmation and catching yourself when you start thinking about things in the old way that align with that limiting belief, and interrupting the thought pattern and reaffirming the new empowered belief instead. You can do affirmations using binaural beats and theta frequencies. This is going to help open your subconscious mind, and you can find this all on YouTube. And this is going to help program those beliefs in quicker. You can use emotional freedom technique to program in those new beliefs. You can do embodiment practices, visualization practices, and visualize yourself as you embody this new belief. These are all ways to program in that new belief that's going to support you and align with what you want to call in and create. The last step to overcoming your limiting beliefs is to reinforce the new belief. Ask yourself if you truly believe the empowered belief. So maybe that's, I make money easily for what I love to do. I'm lovable. How would you show up differently? If you really believe that, how would you dress? How would you feel? How would you move in the world? What actions would you take? What would your day look like? Then start showing up in this way. By acting it out, you're reinforcing the new belief. And when you see the old ways of thinking come up, the old beliefs or doubt comes in, catch it and consciously say to yourself, that's not who I am anymore. That's not what I choose anymore. Instead, I choose to believe I'm lovable or that money is easy to make. You're basically acting and taking on the role of the version of you that has that belief and acting like that person now. The more you do this, the more it'll become your new identity and the belief will be programmed in as a new belief. Over time, you'll naturally be this new version of yourself. You'll do things that someone who believes they're lovable would do. Our beliefs are the programming that run our entire lives as adults. It's the direction our subconscious mind gives us. And our subconscious mind wants to recreate scenarios from childhood so that we can heal the things that were wounded. We'll attract partners that mirror our parents because there's a part of us that wants resolution, that wants to play out the same thing, but instead get a different outcome so that we can heal the thing. But the only way to heal it is by seeing the belief, seeing the pattern, and consciously choosing a new story. We're wired for survival as human beings. We're driven by survival, not by fulfillment. Our subconscious mind will continue to influence us to do things that are safe and create resistance for us to do things that we haven't done before that feel unsafe. What's safe to our subconscious mind is what it knows. It's what it's seen and experienced and what's familiar. What might be familiar to you based on your childhood is to be in a relationship where you don't feel valued, where you give and you don't receive. So as an adult, if you're in a relationship where you actually get to receive, this might feel unsafe to you. Or maybe you might want to start your own business, but because it's new, it feels unsafe. Our subconscious mind will continue to push us to do things that feel safe. The key here is to show your subconscious mind that the thing you want is safe. This is all done through programming and through processing using the tools that I shared here. When you align your subconscious beliefs with your conscious desires, that means instead of going against that 90% of our subconscious with 10% of willpower, you have 100% of your mind aligned with the same goal and you become limitless. I hope this episode has helped you and that you start to really work with your limiting beliefs to help clear blocks so that you can create a life that feels so fulfilling for you. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this, please like this video and share your thoughts or questions in the comments. I would love to hear from you. If you thought this was helpful, please also send it to anyone you think this may help so that we can all heal and come into alignment together. Thank you so, so much again for watching, and I will see you next time. Sending you so much love.